Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I praise and thank God for the privilege what God has given to us to come together as His children, as a family, to praise Him, to glorify Him, and also to hear God's word. I do not know how many of you are here from the beginning of this service or before, because I was led to tell you this. Every part of the service is a blessing to every one of you. Every song we praise is a blessing to all of us. How many of you, how far, how much you received it, it is all up to you. Because it depends. From the beginning, as I'm watching, everything is connected and added with one after one above other. It is a multiple blessings, as well as God confirms His word and made it sure it is God's word. When God's word comes to us, it has the purpose. How many of you believe that? Say amen.
Amen.
When you keep silent, I doubt, because whether you believe my words or not, or you may be expecting what I'm going to tell. It may hurt you or it may edify you. With that stand, don't ever stand or sit. And God's word is God's word. So from the beginning when I'm linking and everything, one of the things is, whoever stands here, don't take it lightly. Whether it's a song or it is a message or it's an exhortation, the word comes to you personally. Hello? Every word is to you personally. Anyhow, it is up to you again. How far you accept it, how far you believe it. One thing is sure. Whatever you want or whatever you wanted to buy or receive it, you want everything in full. This also you don't believe? You don't want it off or something less. If you go to the shop and buy something, you'll see whether it is a full measures, whatever it is. In the same way, when you come to receive God's blessing, you should receive it in full.
Amen.
Not halfway, not quarter, not 10% less or 5% less. So that means, when you come to the church from the beginning, you will receive the blessings in full,
Amen.
In abundance.
Amen.
Thank you. And I thank God for our praise and worship team. And I thank God also, Sister Lida. Why are you thanking? Part of the message is covered in our exhortation in the songs. This is our God, how He works. How He works in and through different people who comes here, exhort, pray, and to lead the worship, to give the message. We are different people, but when we come in His house, we are one. Why? Our God is one. Our God is one.
Amen.
His word is one.
Amen.
His purpose is same for every one of us. Amen?
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 Let's close our eyes. Gracious Heavenly Father, we praise You and we thank You once again for this morning. Thank You for every one of Your children. Lord, none of us are here by our own. It is Your grace. It is by Your love And also, Lord, as you blessed us, we have come here to glorify your name, to hear your word and be blessed by your word. Whatever we brought, we gave it to you. The praises, worship, our tithes and offering. Now the time for us to receive it from you. Whatever you stored it, help us to hear your word as you want us to be. And bless us as your children are waiting to hear your word. In the mighty and the wonderful name of Jesus Christ, I offer this prayer. Amen. Once again, always there is a question. What is the theme of this year? Relationship. Everybody is good. What is the theme of this month? Forgive one another. Amen? Forgive one another. So it is good that we are alert. And when we think of the relationship, what is the basic need or requirement to have a good relationship or to maintain a good relationship or a healthy relationship? What are the things? What is the basic for a good relationship? What? Very good. Love, that is the first part of it. And there are things addition to that. First thing is right. That is the basic. And there are things like trust to maintain and develop. Basic is right. How to maintain and to develop or keep it very strong. The relationship with God and also with one another. Whether it is personally with God or personally with one another or in the family or with your friends. So the first thing is love. Another thing is the trust. Third is the communication. Fourth one is the respect. And intimacy. Quality time. Affection. Appreciation. Honesty. How many of you believe all those things are right? Say amen to that.
Amen.
Right. But one more thing is left. What is that? Forgiveness. Forgiveness is the one of the quality of every Christian. No exemption. Forgiveness is the mandatory for everyone, even to start your relationship, to go on, continue in your relationship, and to keep the relationship strong and intact with God and with one another. How many of you believe? If you believe, say amen to that.
Amen.
So forgiveness. It may be a very common word, and very often we are hearing about it, but we cannot take it lightly. How powerful it is, how important it is in our life, and you know it. And we should learn it. That's why I said, I did not meet Sister Lida, that she also exhorted us with the key word and the promise of that word today. So in that case, it confirms that how much our God is concerned about you, how much our God speaks right to us personally. Amen?
Amen.
Colossians 3:13. What is that? That is the theme in your calendar, forgive one another. 3:13, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another. Even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do it. So as an introduction, first of all, understanding the concept of forgiveness. How do you understand what is the definition? What is the concept of this forgiveness? Number one is, as a definition, forgiveness involves willfully putting aside feelings of resentment towards someone who has committed your wrong, being unfair or hurtful or otherwise harmed you in some way. Forgiveness is not merely accepting what happened or ceasing to be angry. So what is God's definition for forgiveness? To forgive someone means no longer hold sin against the person who has sinned against you. When we have forgiven someone, we are once again in a positive relationship with them. When grievous harm is done, consequences ensure. When you go for spiritually, the forgiveness connects us more deeply with God. It allows us to mirror God's mercy, fostering a closer relationship with Him. By forgiving, we obey God's command, offering ourselves to receive His forgiveness and grace. So there may be another or much more than that. Anybody can define about forgiveness. More than someone defines, you yourself will know what is forgiveness mean to you. If you are experienced, you can give your own definition. But altogether, when you come to know what is forgiveness, how it is, why it is to keep our relationship stronger and closer. Amen? Whether it is with men or with God, our forgiveness is the basic and the fundamental. One more thing, forgiveness is not once in a while or once in for all it happens. How many of you believe that? Forgiveness is to be how often? As often as possible in every day, even one day. How many times you go through the difficult situation and having a heart feeling with one another, it depends. Even one day, many times, for you will know the consequences. Then we will know what is the purpose, what is the value of forgiveness. So forgiveness is not with someone, it's once in a while or once in for all as it is. And even with God, every day, every time, every moment, whenever you do mistake, your conscience speak to you, always you have to learn to say sorry and surrender yourself before God so that you will be blessed. Amen? Forgiveness is not forgetting. Forgiveness does not mean forgetting or excusing the harm done to you. Sometimes some people take it lightly, and as if you are feeling that you are not very serious about it, you very casually you take it and you walk away. But it is not something like that. It has to be dealt. You cannot carry the hurt. And that leads to bitterness, developing your bitterness. against anyone, whoever you are mean to. So in that case, you cannot take it lightly, and it has a value. That's why Mark 11:25 says, whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him, that your Father in heaven may also forgive you your trespasses. So forgiveness, you know the definition. You know the forgiveness is not just forgetting about it. And forgiveness is your choice. And we have the capacity to choose forgive rather than holding into bitterness. It is a choice. Why it is a in this introduction, it is a choice. If we wish, you can. Otherwise, you are just ignoring and going. But the next thing will come biblically, what is forgiveness means to us. Secondly, the biblical mandate. What is the biblical mandate about forgiveness? God's forgiveness. God forgives us, and therefore we must also forgive. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32. Sister, can you read it? Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32.
And be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you.
Even you read from 30.
And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the days of redemption. Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you.
See here, we have to notice. The title given here is, grieve not the Holy Spirit. Grieve not the Holy Spirit. Further, what it says, do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God by whom you are sealed for the day of redemption. Let, continually, let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. Continually, verse 32 says, be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. So, one is, you cannot take it lightly. If you don't forgive one another, or your brethren, you are grieving the Holy Spirit of God. That much serious it is. You cannot just keep passing. Grieve not the Holy Spirit. All the list of the sin is there, starting from all bitterness. You add all wrath, all anger, small anger, big anger, nothing. Anger is anger. All anger, grammar, and evil speaking. Very common. Without knowing or with knowing, consciously or unconsciously, evil speaking, be put away from you. As a child of God, this has to be put away. Then, be kind to one another. That is possible. Then, tender-hearted, forgiving one another. How many of you believe and accept this? Thank you. So forgiveness, it is God's forgiveness is this. Secondly, Jesus also teaching about on forgiveness. Jesus taught that we should forgive others an unlimited number of times. Matthew 18, 21 and 22.
Then Peter came to him and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Up to 7 times? Jesus said to him, I do not say to you up to 7 times, but up to 70 times 7.
Now you know. Yeah, it is also very common from the Sunday school. We heard about it, what, why it is said 7 into 70 times. And you may be thinking that, is it possible and why it is? Yeah. So the answer is, it is a doctrine Jesus Christ has taught from the disciples to every one of us. We, every Christian has to learn to forgive one another. Why, if anybody, well, what the Bible says, how often do my brother sin against me and I forgive him up to 7 times? How often, how many times? It is not 70 times or one person alone, 7 into 7, one person alone, 7 into 70 times forgiving, it is not necessary. In the sense, maybe what the Lord has taught, the person may be convicted, even the first time or second time, even 10 times, if you say, keep on forgiving, the person, if he is an ordinary person, like you and me, his heart will be broken. Why? He will understand of his unworthiness. He will be broken in his spirit because the Spirit of God will work in his in that person's life. That is why the maximum is 7 into 70. And God said that means nothing but unlimited time you have to forgive. There is no count for forgiving. That is the understanding. One more thing about third, the Lord's Prayer. The Lord's Prayer in Matthew 6, 9 to 13 is there. Yes, sister, you read it.
In this manner, therefore, pray, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and glory forever. Amen.
Thank you. So here, Lord's Prayer, there is no Christian without knowing about Lord's Prayer. Even from childhood, we memorize it. In a denominational church, even a day, very often we use that. And you know the content of it, the concept of it. And there are, it is a short form of a prayer. It has to be elaborated. But you know, when the disciples came to him and asked him, Lord, teach us to pray. That is in Luke 11. And there are occasions that different people, different ways. Here, you see, Jesus himself, from verse 5, he was telling, when you pray, you shall not be like a hypocrite. Verse 6, but you, when you pray, go into your room, and when you have, shut your door and pray. And 7, and when you pray, do not use vain repetitions as the heathens, for they think like that. 8, and do not be like them. So he was telling about what to pray and how not to pray. And after the instruction, he is telling this. In this, the bottom line is, we have to pray here. He says, and forgive us, verse 12. and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Who forgives first? In this place, in this particular verse 12, forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors. We are doing it every day. We are forgiving our debtors. Since we are doing it, you also forgive us. That is the prayer. But in overall in our life, it is God who loved us. He asked us to love one another. It is God who forgiven all our sins, our iniquities. So he is teaching us, as I forgave you, you forgive one another. So in this prayer, we should learn, whenever we pray, our prayer will not be complete unless we have something against somebody that has to be settled. I have forgiven that person, so you forgive me. So that's why I said, forgiveness is not once in a while and whenever you want it. Time to time, every situation and circumstances, if you feel that, if the Holy Spirit reminds you it is wrong and you have done it, as forgiveness of God. So one more thing is, yes, that is all about what the biblical mandate or a command for forgiveness. Thirdly, the impact of unforgiveness. The impact of unforgiveness. Generally, how do we say that we have a relationship with our God apart from thoughts of our Lord Jesus Christ? In the beginning itself I said, how do we say that we have relationship with God? How? How do you say, all of us, we are having a relationship with our God? Yes or no? Yes. How do you have your relationship? It is only through His Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, we have relationship with our God the Father. If you say amen.
Amen.
Right. And how do we have our relationship with our Lord on daily basis? Prayer. Through your prayer, you can have a relationship with our God and through our Lord Jesus Christ. So prayer is the key. Prayer is the media. So that's why even about a prayer, he said about what kind of prayer and how should we pray for. So the more you pray, the more your communications with our God. Amen? So in this case, yes, prayer is a media to have a good relationship with our God. Here, spiritual consequences. Unforgiveness can hinder our relationship with our God. You may be thinking, I am praying 3 times, I am praying 5 times, whatever the time, whether it is half an hour, 1 hour, 2 hour, 3 hour. But if you have an unforgiven spirit, no use. It cannot be heard. That's why Matthew 6, 14 to 15.
For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses.
Straightforward. It is clear. So before that, even in the prayer, the Lord taught us, forgive us as we forgive our debtors. So here, when you think about, you are a champion in a prayer life, If you have an unforgiven spirit, or if you have anybody, any hurt with anybody, and the Bible is clear, your prayer cannot be answered. How serious it is? Unforgiveness? Unforgiveness is very dangerous for a Christian life and for our relationship with God. If you wanted to have a good relationship with God, you should have a spirit of forgiveness. If you believe, say amen to that. Right. Secondly, the emotional consequences. Unforgiveness can lead to bitterness, anger, and resentment. The same chapter, the Ephesians 4:31.
Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. As I
mentioned to you, even from 30, if you go through it, it is starting from grieving the Holy Spirit. So even emotionally, if you have this kind of sins within you, and it is a sin before the Lord, and it will become an hindrance for our relationship with our God. Thirdly, the relational consequences. Unforgiveness can damage our relationship with others, as I was keep on telling. And now, one more thing you have to learn. Hebrews 12:14-15.
Pursue peace with all people and holiness, without which no one will see the Lord. Looking carefully, lest anyone fall short of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness spring up, cause trouble, and by this many become defiled.
This portion we heard many times, and many messages was brought to you, but in this, the key thing, we know all of our God is holy God, and He wants all of us to be holy, and it is a commandment for everybody, for I am holy, be holy. Amen? So many things in sequence I mentioned to you. Whatever, it is possible, that's why he said it. Whatever he is, we desire to be like our God, to please him in all his attributes, in his characters. The basic character is, the attribute of our God is what? He is holy. He is holy. His holiness. In that way, we differ from all the people of the world, all the religion of the world. Whatever the religions, whatever the so far gods are there on this earth, or the people believing or following, the only difference is, I am holy and be holy. There is none in the world can say, I am holy. There is no God in this world can say, I am holy, so you follow, you be holy. No, never. In that case, we differ. We are called for us. For it, we are holy people in His sight. God expects us. Without holiness, no one can see God. Amen? So all our effort, all of our life, what you are doing and worshiping, coming, becoming a Christian, whatever it is on this earth, the lifespan what God has given to us is for one purpose on this earth. How many years we live, it differs from person to person. But in all our life, we have only one reason to live for God on this earth, to possess the eternal life, which is forever, with Him forever. Without seeing Him, we are believing by His word. He is holy God, and He wants us to be holy. Without holiness, we cannot see Him. How can we enter Him? So, holiness is our God. So, in that case, it is the relational relationship. That's why two things are here. Pursue peace with all people and holiness. Pursue holiness with God and also with others, without which no one can. So it couples together. So you will not have peace if you have something against somebody. So that is another thing that we will come back now. Okay, in this case, as an impact of unforgiveness, the spiritual consequences we have seen, and the emotional consequences we have seen, and the relational consequences with our God also seen, and in all things, what is and expected from us, we should not have an unforgiving spirit. Right, fourthly, the practical steps to forgiveness. What are the practical steps? All things are right, and what is the practical steps? Number one, as acknowledge the hurt, first of all. If it is mistake, accept it. Don't compromise it. Go like passing the bucks, don't pass it on somebody, or don't pass it on the opposite side, whoever it is. Accept it. If it is your mistake, even if it is not your mistake, this higher level, even if it is not your mistake, accept it, I'm sorry. Why? To keep your relationship with men. If you don't keep your relationship on this earth with your fellow brethren, how can you keep your relationship with our God? All our concern is, the theme of this year is the relationship. The relationship with, basically, we encourage, the Bible encourages to have the intact, the strong quality relationship with God. We should be forever, not for this earth, in this earth alone. Our belief, our trust, our faith should not be depend on the material, the physical, or whatever you call it, which are belongs to this world. No, more than that, whatever you're doing on this earth, it should add value to all of us to enter His place and our place over there, which God stored for us. Very few accept it. Thank you. So here, practical steps to forgiveness. Acknowledge the hurt. Mark 11:25.
And whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him, that your Father in heaven may also forgive you your trespasses.
Again, Luke 6:27 and 28.
But I say to you who hear, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, and pray for those who spitefully use you.
You know why? You might have noticed that the same scripture repeatedly we are adding or reading. And why is it? Once something is repeatedly said means, what does it mean? More emphasize on this scripture. Even God used this. Truly, truly, I say unto you. Verily, verily, I say unto you. God uses this formula to emphasize how important it is for us. Amen? He wants to say anything, he will say repeatedly the same way. That's why today the scripture is not from the Genesis to the Revelation. It is only stick to the gospel and the epistles of Ephesians and Colossians. The more emphasis on this scripture is highlighted in different angle, in different points. As if you are seeing on this angle, the same scripture. Even this angle, the same scripture. So it is presented in a different way, in different form, for us to understand it. It is God's word. Hello? It is not God's word? It is God's word. When I say you should, you should shout about it. That depends on how you receive it, how you believe it. Even though it is repeatedly mentioned here, don't take it lightly. So as you take forgiveness lightly, I should not conclude that, but please, take it very serious. Forgiveness is most important for every Christian on day-to-day life. Amen. Second point is choose to forgive. That's the same scripture. Make a conscious decision to forgive the person who wronged you. Colossians 3:13. Forgive one another. Yes? Forgive as Christ forgave you. Again and again, He has forgiven us, I have to forgive. Thirdly, pray for the person. It is very important. Pray for the person who wronged you, asking God to bless them. Matthew 5:44.
But I say to you, love your enemies.
Number one.
Bless those who curse you.
Two.
Do good to those who hate you.
Three.
And pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you.
Four. See the steps. What are you expected to do? Number one. Two. Three. Four. So they are not our friends. Even they are enemies, even they are persecuting you, what is expected and what is commanded, you have to pray. When you are to pray, first of all, what is the first step? Forgive them. Then you pray. Love leads to, but the key, the word, the center of today's message is forgiveness. Without forgiveness, you cannot proceed or you cannot pray. The word exhorts us to pray, but without forgiveness, you cannot pray. Okay? So release the offenses. Let's go off the resentment and give the offenses to God. 1 Peter 5, 6 to 7. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon Him, and He cares for you. We hold on to this 7, but before that we don't. 7 you have to, sorry, 6 you have to. That is the condition. Humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, and He may exalt you due time, then casting all your care upon Him. Finally, let's move on quickly. The benefit of forgiveness. Benefit of forgiveness, first of all, we experience freedom. And there are many scriptures, as all of us mentioned to you. And secondly, you will have peace. So it is always time to time, I used to tell that the sign of a Christian is he should live in peace. That is the difference from the world. For you to live in peace, you have to forgive. That is the benefit of your forgiving. And healing. And if you receive healing, whether it is spiritual or a physical, and you are expected to forgive. So these are all the terms and these are all the blessings. As a conclusion, forgiveness, number one is, again, I can tell that, forgiveness is Ephesians 4:32. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you. So it is the first thing. And secondly, as a conclusion, Colossians 3:13. Never ever forget, because it is in our calendar, forgive one another, 3:13. That is the theme of this month. Throughout this, you should not forget it. And Matthew 18:21 and 22. And as Peter came to the Lord and saying, how often? So unlimited time we have to forgive one another. As a conclusion, as we started, Colossians 3:13 again. Bearing with one another and forgiving one another. If anyone has complained against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do it. May God bless you.